And with that theme, we welcome you to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Got to turn it on. Sorry. Yeah. It helps if I turn the volume up.
I couldn't hear myself for the second there. Okay, good.
I couldn't hear you either.
Yeah.
I saw your mouth moving, but I'm like, well.
Yeah, don't tell my wife. It would probably be a common thing.
Operator error over here.
Yeah, move my mouth, but don't say nothing. So,
okay. Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's raining on the outside.
It is.
And,
it's been a wet one.
Yeah. They say we could see some localized flooding and, of course, ponding on the roadways.
Mm.
And I saw that ponding this morning.
You better believe it. And it was causing a lot of problems traffic-wise all over the place. Yeah. This morning early, we had multiple accidents. All on I-26 and 85.
Oh, my.
So we were busy, busy in this rain overnight.
God bless all the workers out there. And right now, some trouble spots. The regular spot over in, I guess that's Haywood County there, where they're working on the bridges at I-40 there, Iron Duff, Crabtree, right through there, Fines Creek, east and west. Everybody's affected right now. And then there's a bit of a slowdown, kind of more than usual that we see. And this is going to be from Long Shoals back. This is traveling eastward. So that is Long Shoals, isn't it?
Yeah, they had an accident there at the exit ramp.
Okay.
Going eastbound, trying to get off at Long Shoals. And that had traffic backed up all morning. And there's where all your multiple accidents were occurring. All the way back to 191. So that was, big trouble spot.
Interesting morning on 26.
And I don't know if they've opened that ramp up yet because it was still showing that it was closed. So don't know. Don't know. I can't tell whether there's traffic moving on it or not.
So. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say because it's,
Just be careful. Yeah. And the rain. Man, if you can drive in the center lane, we're on my road on 280.
Yeah.
I travel 280 coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that right-hand lane.
Yeah.
It is it's tough.
Yeah.
So if you can get in that center lane and travel safely, the inside lane, it was a little bit better.
Yep. Just slow down and put two hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Especially in these early mornings because you really can't see the ponding, and then that's what's happening. And so I know Crab Creek has been doing that a lot lately. I mean, they repaved it back last year in the fall, but with some of the they've not quite worked off the shoulders yet, and so some of it's ponding.
Yeah.
So just be very careful.
And stay away from cruise control.
Yep, that's important, by the way.
Because with the way that engages your car, it's not recommended when you're traveling in the rain.
Not at all.
Well, yesterday for the primary, a very good turnout, in especially maybe some counties more than others.
Yeah.
But I've got an overview, and I hope I've got everything that folks are interested in, and I didn't get to do every single county that folks that listen to us that you're in, but if you're looking for local election results and we don't give what you're looking for, call us after Swap Shop, and we'll look it up for you if you don't have the ability to yourself. But I thought we'd kind of go over that.
Yeah.
And of course, president was on the ballot, and the projected winners, and that's how they term it, would be Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Yep. That'll be for the U.S. president.
Yes.
U.S. House of Representatives, District 11. For the Republican Party, the winner will face off against Caleb Rudow, I think that's how you say it, in the general election. And they're projecting Chuck Edwards for that to be the winner for there.
And then U.S. House District 14, Pamela Gannott, and for the Democratic Party, and then Timothy Moore for the Republican Party.
For governor, Democratic Party Josh Stein is the projected winner, and for the Republican Party, Mark Robinson was the projected winner.
And Lieutenant Governor, the Democratic Party, Rachel Hunt is the projected winner, but for the Republican Party, in looking at it, there no candidate necessarily received the percentage of vote to declare a winner as of when I was doing this report.
Right.
And I think there is a percentage that they have to reach, or they could have a second primary, which would be coming up in May.
Yeah.
So, is that right,
May? There was 11 candidates.
Yeah.
For that particular office, and so it's and that last time I was checking it, even the leader barely just had 20%. Yeah. So that's what, so that's the reason why we'll probably end up having a secondary primary. That sounds kind of weird, but it's a second primary for that particular runoff. Yeah.
And then for Attorney General, the winner will face off against Dan Bishop in November, and that is Jeff Jackson.
Okay. We're looking at Transylvania County. Let's start off with that. Mm-hmm. Transylvania County Board of Commissioners. And
the top three is
what they were listed. Teresa McCall, Jason Robert Chapel, and Larry Chapman are all those for Transylvania County Board of Commissioners.
For Transylvania County Board of Education, three, and that would be Ricky Lambert, Greg Cochran, and Ruth Harris.
For Henderson County Board of Commissioners District 2, Sheila Franklin.
And for the Board of Commissioners District 5 in Henderson County, Jay Egoff.
You were to select four for the Henderson County Board of Education, and those four are Amy Lynn Holt, Kathy G. Rebus, Beth Campbell, and Robert M. Bridges.
The Buncombe County Board of Commissioners, Democrat Jennifer Horton and Republican Paul Benjamin.
For Buncombe County Clerk of Superior Court, Jean Marie Christie.
For Asheville City Council, vote for three would be Kim Rooney, hope I'm saying that correct, Sage Turner, and Kevin Frazier.
For the Jackson County Board of Education, District 1, Gail Woody.
And for District 3, the Board of Education, Jackson County, Wes Jamison.
And for the Polk County Board of Commissioners, you've got to choose three. Myron Yoder, Jennifer Hargett, and Paul Little, I'm going to say Beeler. I'm going to try with that Beeler. I believe that's, it could be Beiler, but I think it's Beeler. All right, so that takes care of those for our immediate area for this particular primary.
And you can go to your local Board of Elections website. You can go to the State Board of Elections website, and it'll break it down by even precincts within the county if you're interested in how your specific precinct voted.
Yeah.
And so now, I guess for most, except for the lieutenant governor, which has still not been called yet, they have their eyes to November.
Yeah, November the 5th for that Tuesday. So again, a lot of work and a lot of ground to be covering. Hope everyone voted yesterday and making your plans now to be an informed U.S. citizen coming up on November the 5th.
Yeah.
And then it was like a breeze yesterday. Just, you know, walked in, walked out, less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But do your research. You need to do that. You need to be able to walk there without having to do any guesswork. You need to have those choices made, and it's really easy.
Yeah, so. and I did early voting, and it was very streamlined and efficient. They were super efficient there, and thank you to all for their hard work.
Yeah,
a lot of folks worked the polls yesterday.
Yeah, sure did.
And many worked early voting as well, so thank you all.
Yeah. Appreciate that so much.
It was sad news I saw. Was it Candler? Was that where the fire is, that one person died in the fire? Maybe it was just a newer story. I don't know.
I think it may be a newer story. I know that one story that I've been following this morning, it happened in our area. It was near Hannah Ford Road in Shady Oak. We haven't got any update around. It was later on in the morning where we did have a house fire there. But we know several departments, Brevard, Rosman, Conesty, responded to that house fire. The last word we got was that it had started in the bathroom, and by the time they were able to get there, they had a fire in the attic, and so it was through the roof by the time. So we're hoping everyone was okay.
Yeah.
We've not got any updates on that this afternoon, but we're praying. We've been praying for that situation all morning long. So.
And in Candler, this is where it was, and they just posted this about 20 minutes ago that one person died in a house fire in Candler this morning off of Propst Road.
Okay.
And said there were two people at home at the time, and one was able to get out, and the other was not. And, of course, no names or anything have been given, but sure praying for that situation. That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. I tell you, it's particularly now with the switching back and forth of these warm days and cold days, Some days your furnace won't come on, and we don't know where that started or anything like that. But, you know, anytime you have something like that, you're typically the first suspect would be something like a heating system or electrical problems. And so with a lot of that going on with the temperature changes, it can create overloads and stuff like that. So praying for that situation and just kind of be a little, you know, just, you know, we're not quite out of winter yet.
No,
the danger is still there. And so, you know, again, everyone kind of just keep an eye on your stuff.
And the jury's still out in the weather department. Are we going to see snow or not? I have no idea.
We've talked about it, you know, the old timers, the old wives' tale, whatever you want to call it, you know, March came in kind of chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, we had sleet.
Kind of rough
that morning. You know, during Share-a-thon, we had ice-covered sidewalks and things like that. It was gone quickly, but it came in like a lion.
Yeah.
It may go out like a lamb. Never can tell. But in the meantime, there's 30 days.
That's right. there's 30 days.
So you just never can tell what might happen in between those
things. Things are blooming.
I'm telling you.
I saw the daffodils or jonquils, whatever
grass,
they call
grass
them.
Grass is starting to grow.
Yeah, a couple of trees blooming out. Mm-hmm. And so we'll wait and see. And just a reminder for the calendar, we've got daylight savings time that officially starts at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yep.
So if you are a stickler for detail, set your clock for 2, wake up and change it to 3. And then change all your other clocks, too.
I'm a pretty stickler for detail, but not that bad.
You're not that bad.
No.
So before you head to bed, most of us will turn our clocks forward.
Yeah.
We won't wait till
the middle
of the
people,
night.
I wonder how many people still have an old-fashioned alarm clock in their room. I know we do.
The wind-up kind?
No, not that old. Not that old-fashioned.
Okay.
We have one in case I lose power.
I have one.
But, you know, I'm dating myself. We've got an old... This is no joke. The old green light, blue light kind of thing, the little LED block number, the block numbers, but it was a radio
clock
radio.
That was a big time
thing. And you know, so when my alarm comes on in the morning, you know, of course it's too far away to pick up WGCR, but it comes on in the morning, it wants to play radio station. And then it has this annoying sound. But anyhow, that being said, I wonder how many people just actually rely upon their cell phone now. Because your cell phone automatically updates, you know, at 2 a.m. So that way you'd always be on time.
Yeah.
If your cell phone or whatever.
I'd use my cell phone, but back when I was signing on in the morning kind of frequently, I would always have a second one in a clock in the bedroom, just as a safeguard for my peace of mind.
Somehow
you think, okay, somehow my cell phone's not going to go off. But, I don't know. We'll see, but you need to change all your clocks.
Change them.
Going forward, 1 hour. And they say this is the one that seems to affect folks physically the most, because your body's feeling like you've lost an hour, and it takes a little while, and then you can kind of get back in, just in time for it to change back.
For sure. But we will enjoy those evening hours as we start to see sunset much, much later, and you get a lot more time in the afternoon.
I love that.
Yeah.
I enjoy the
for
time
sure.
in the evening.
Yeah.
Somebody said they have a clock radio. Got it back in the 90s.
Yep. Yep.
That's
with you.
Things were I'm built to last.
Yeah. Still running. Still working.
There you go. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And you know the 9-volt battery you put in it. It had a 9-volt battery backup that you had to change every time you change your smoke detector batteries. And so, and it works. Still works. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
I have to turn the dial to get it onto a radio station, literally. When some people say, you know, you got to don't turn the dial. Well, I have to, because my clock radio has a dial on the side of it where you set the radio station. No push button trying to change the station.
No scan, nothing, just twist.
No.
Yeah. You know. I still remember the times you actually had to physically roll down the car window.
Oh, well, I would love to have one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to have me an old truck. Where you know you try to scoot the seat up, you know, you reach under the seat and pull a lever and scoot the seat up, and that the windows roll down.
Yeah, and the dim and switch for your lights
on the floor. On the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the ignition switch was in the dash, not on the steering wheel.
Right,
but it was in the dash.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that you know, that was a school.
And you kind of had the pull knob windshield wipers.
You had to pull knob windshield wipers and the headlights.
Yeah.
And if you're really old fashioned like I was, having an old carbureted motor, which you had to choke it. So you had to choke on the dash too, which you had to pull the choke out a little bit, pump the gas twice, crank it, and then push your choke in once it started running. Man, I would miss those days.
Yeah. Remember when you had cars you could push off?
Yeah,
and jump start it.
Oh yeah,
The clutch and be rolling.
Yeah, you can't do that, by the way, with a stick shift today. You just can't do it.
Won't happen.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen that way.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
For sure.
Somebody said they actually function better on the early time.
Okay.
Yeah, takes me a little bit, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the time in the evening.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Something I saw, it was an article on Fox News, and it's concerning, you know, privacy in your cell phone and things. And I thought that I had my phone very secure and everything, but I did this, and this actually applied to me.
Okay.
There is a new app called the Journal app. So if you've updated your phone, if you've gone through an Apple update, you may want to check this.
Okay.
And they say what it does, it's journaling, kind of like written journaling. It helps you kind of reflect on your moments of the day and your photos and all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
But if you have it turned on, people that are near you that have an Apple phone, if there's this, they could get to your photos and your journal information. So, if you go to your settings and then go to privacy and security and then scroll down till you get to journaling suggestions. And if you click on it, it'll say discoverable by others.
Mm.
And mine was on.
Oh, my.
So I turned mine off.
Okay.
So apparently the on feature is automatic in some of their downloads. Now, we know that Apple fixed a big problem they had for security issues, very similar to this, but it allowed people near you to get to all your information
phone. Right.
So they fixed that in the update, but this journaling one I had not heard about.
Well, these are like, and by the way, it asks you questions, so it gives you suggestions as to what to write about.
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you laughed out loud? Or what was it about? Or to make an audio recording of your surroundings? Or what was the most recent difficult decision you had to make? These are just suggestions that you write about. Now, some of that stuff you would not want somebody just walking by and...
Yeah, in your photos, too.
And your photos, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just mm-mm.
So you want
settings.
To go, again, settings, privacy and security, journaling suggestions. That's what you're going to scroll down to and click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll say discoverable by others, and you want to turn that off. And again, mine was on.
Wow.
And I've never turned that on. I didn't even know I had such a thing on my phone. So there
what
you
was
go.
The one, what was journaling suggestions?
Journaling.
Guess what?
Yours is on too. Okay. Yeah. So journaling off. Suggestion. Is under privacy and security is what you want to do. So settings, privacy and security, journaling suggestions, and then it says discoverable by others. And I think the default when your phone updates is for that to be turned on.
Well, it says allow others to detect you are nearby.
Yeah.
To help prioritize their suggestions.
I don't want them telling me anything.
I don't want
them. I'll talk to them. If I know them, I'll talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want them suggesting anything to me.
And your pictures. It's just privacy.
I don't understand.
Issues.
Do we not have, man, here we go.
Go
it's
ahead.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Do we not have any more smarter people that work at Apple that have nothing else better to do with their time than to sit down and figure out ways to update the software so that we can butt into everybody else's lives?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's somebody sitting up there writing this code. Yeah. There's somebody sitting there writing this code. In order to put that into the updates, does Apple have any other purpose in life than other than trying to invade other people's privacy? To me, if you're having to backtrack and create these fail safes in order to tell people when, to take care of yourself, why do it? Why just even do it at all?
And if you are going to do it, don't install it enabled.
Make it an option.
Make it something that has to be selected and physically turned on by the phone's operator.
Promote it in the opposite. Don't make it a default thing. Promote it in the opposite by making folks aware of it. If you wish to turn it on, turn it on instead of forcing it on people.
And parents, you know, you may want to, if you're teens or whoever has iPhones, and also parents, if you've got older parents that may not, you know, be as tech savvy. I mean, hey, I had no idea. And I just happened to read this article.
Yeah.
And when it said some feature you need to turn off on your iPhone, that was something like that was the headline off Fox News. And when I went through the steps, mine was turned on. Mm. So
I just did. I just now done it. And then guess what?
And Brother Eddie's was turned on as well.
It sure was.
All righty. Well, we've talked about insurance going up and all that. And yeah, we've all had sticker shock when we got our insurance bills.
I know it.
But the North Carolina Insurance Commissioner recently denied a proposal from insurance companies that would raise homeowners insurance across the state by an average of, get this, 42%. They said no.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Did
we not just vote for that guy? Was there an insurance commissioner that we voted for?
I'm not sure, but
I think there was.
Yeah.
It was in North Carolina. It did, I think so.
So, they said that other states maybe didn't fare as well because, like, California recently gave approval for more than a 30% increase in insurance coverage. And they were talking, like, in Colorado for homeowners, that many folks were having to cut coverage to try to be able to afford insurance at best, and that, you know, the wildfires that were burning out there, unfortunately, some of the homes that were affected by those wildfires, damaged or even destroyed, had cut their coverage that would have taken care of that.
Mercy.
And it's not just, you know, it's just nationwide things have gone up.
Yeah.
But I thought that at least it's good news. I know we're paying more for auto insurance and everybody's insurance bill went up. But the North Carolina Insurance Commissioner declined and said, no, I don't really see that there's facts to substantiate that type of increase.
Well, good for him. Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I just don't see it. Insurance is that. It's simply that. And the fact remains that you can pay your car insurance, for example, your whole life and never have a car accident, never have a claim.
Yeah.
And yes, you've had insurance, and it was there when you needed it.
Yeah.
But all that money that you spent, and the rates just kept going up and up and up and up and up through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know replacement costs are high and parts are high and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But where does all that profit go?
Yeah.
It goes somewhere.
And where does it all end?
And where does it all end is what I want.
How do you kind of cap out?
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a ceiling somewhere.
Yeah.
I would think.
You're right, by the way. Now, people who had cars like that back those days, you didn't have to tell us. You're right. You didn't have to
tell us.
We had some common sense.
Yeah.
You knew, I learned to drive on a stick.
I did too. Well, I did too. Yeah, I wasn't real great at it.
I'm saying,
I
when I say stick, I mean a manual transmission with a clutch in the floor. You know, okay. Yeah. No paddle shifters.
Yeah.
None of that stuff now. You got all this stuff today, you know.
No.
I'm talking about you revved it up, you pushed a clutch in, and I'm telling you, it was a learning experience. If you've never experienced that when you were a kid, it was a learning experience to get that touch.
Jailhouse Hill.
But when you got the touch, once it was fun, and then you could pop the clutch.
It took a while
it was
to be fun,
fun
for me.
Oh, it was fun.
Fujiyama's is there now, but it used to be like Shoney's.
Yep.
And the grocery store there, Go, used to be
Sky City. Sky City, yep.
And there was a little car wash there. So when I was learning to drive, we only had a stick. That's the only kind of car we had, a clutch. So when I got my license, I took my grandma's little Plymouth Horizon. It was an automatic.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my license with that. But I had the little Datsun. Before Nissan came, it was a Datsun. And I would sit at the car wash.
Right.
And I would wait on the light to turn green, and then I would go.
Yes.
So I wouldn't stop on the hill.
Yep.
And I did not go through the heart of Brevard, Jailhouse Hill, until much later to where I got to where it was fun.
Yep.
Yeah, because you just try to panic.
You try to get people today to learn how to do both. You could hold your foot on the brake.
Yeah.
And kind of just, and you feather the clutch and give it a little bit of gas and hold it on the hill without sitting on the brake.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That was, and the thing is, the reason why I was able to learn on a stick shift is because this is how old I am. My first school bus that I drove.
Was
the first school bus I had was a stick.
How about that?
It was one of those old Chevrolets that had a four speed transmission. And I drove at 17 years old driving a high school bus, a stick shift. Now, given a 17-year-old a stick shift, full of kids, driving through Mills River on a stick shift. It's cool. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, you took it serious though.
Well, we did. I thought I'd moved on up. You know,
Let's see. Yeah, I like a composition book too when it comes to journaling and writing and things like that. About seeing the handwriting.
Very lost art.
It is. And, you know, I can see my grandmother's handwriting today on a card or something, and it does something to my heart.
Yeah.
Because I know that's her handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But and then somebody else said, thanks for the info on journaling.
Oh, yeah. Theirs
was turned on too.
Oh, okay. Huh? Didn't even know they had it.
I didn't know I had it either until I read the article.
That's good news.
So, yeah. I think back to the stick manual versus auto. Yeah. I think that part of driver's education should include some aspect of being able to use a stick shift.
I know that in my humble opinion, even though you had to replace a clutch if you didn't after a few years and, you know, you rode the clutch a lot.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there was a lot less other problems with those style vehicles. Okay, I mean, it was, you got better gas mileage.
Yeah.
You know, they just seemed to. They were more mechanical. That was for sure. A lot less electronical.
Yeah,
that's not a word.
Electrical.
That's the word I was looking for. But those vehicles just seemed to. I mean, they just seemed to. They were hardworking. American made.
Yeah.
I mean,
built tough.
Yeah. And it was good.
I think we might have a lot less distractions. Like you wouldn't be texting maybe as much or.
Oh, that's for sure.
On your phone as much because, you know, you're busy driving your car.
Yeah.
Changing gears and all the other
things. Unless you're like
some
of those I've seen driving with their knees.
Oh, well, yeah. Putting on makeup, going down the interstate. I've seen some women do that.
Hey, I saw this the other day with their knees. Driving with their knees.
And texting with their.
Yeah. They were on a tablet.
Oh, wow.
And driving with their knees. It's texting and doing something on the tablet.
Then we wonder why our insurance is going up.
There you go.
Because we've had accidents, and we don't pay for just our own.
Yeah.
We pay for the whole state. What happens? Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah.
On a much happier note, if you like Dairy Queen cherry-dipped ice cream cones, they're coming back for a limited time only.
Okay.
Apparently, Dairy Queen, you know, they've got the soft serve ice cream, and you can get it dipped in chocolate. I think maybe even, I don't know, other flavors. But they had a cherry dipped cone that hardens, that you dip them.
Yeah.
And they discontinued it last year, and they got a lot of customers that weren't happy.
Well, they always
with them.
Had the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
They always had the chocolate ones.
Yeah, so they were red, the picture.
Cool.
So they said for a limited time only, in some locations, your cherry-dipped ice cream cone is back at Dairy Queen.
Is this you? You like to drive a dune buggy?
Oh.
No. No, this is okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure who this is, but yes, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'll tell myself. We grew up on a farm, and I did learn to my first experience driving, I was not strong enough to throw hay.
Right.
But my grandma and grandpa decided that I could drive the truck.
Yeah.
So I drove the hay truck.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm very young. So anyway, and I drove around on the farm and whatnot. Well, my uncle, bless him, had a dune buggy.
Oh, okay.
So he was going to help me. And help me.
Yeah.
So we get in a big pasture. Well, I'm driving, we're doing good, and I really to this day think he told me to floor it, but I'm not really sure in reality if he did. But I stomped it and it hung.
Oh.
The gas hung.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And So here we go. We've got like a bush hog on one side and a big tree stump. I mean, a big tree stump coming at us.
Mm.
And there's animals in the pasture too. And so anyway, my memory serves that I kind of hit the stump. I missed the bush hog. We went through a barbed wire fence and ended in a creek.
Oh.
And a good time was had by all.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yeah.
Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
No animals died.
Well, that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah. How was the dune buggy? That's my
concern.
Well,
God bless him. He was sweet.
Did the dune buggy survive?
Well, I think it probably got pretty banged up, but God bless him. I don't ever remember him letting me drive it anymore. But that was so. Don't ever stomp it when you do, because if I would have just had the forethought to have pushed the clutch in, I could have,
even though it had been sitting running wide open.
But I could have given him time to help me.
Yeah,
but I didn't. We're gonna die moment, you know.
Well, at least it probably saved the motor from blowing up.
That's true. We'll look at the good part.
Let's look
of
at
that
it the
one.
Good way.
Yeah. So 61, 68. Not exactly sure how you knew, but I was young at the time. I'm gonna say I was early preteen.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I like your saying, we got to have that. We got to get those T-shirts. Yeah, that says real cars don't drive themselves. I like it. That's right. Bumper stickers.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we'll jump into Swap Shop here on a Wednesday and hope that you're already making plans to be in your place in church tonight if your church meets on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Here are four male Aussie Doodle puppies. What is that? Australian Shepherd and
poodle type thing.
Aussie Doodle.
And I did call about this one.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the price seems too good to be true.
Right.
So we try to check up on those.
Verify, yeah.
And in talking to this sweet lady, she said this was kind of an unplanned litter, and they just want to find good homes.
Okay, good.
So they're in Fletcher.
Okay, $100 a piece. Okay, 674-9151. 674-9151.
Looking for someone to sandblast a small auto frame. And then also they have for sale 55-gallon plastic drums for $30 each. 884-6153. 884-6153.
Coming up this Saturday, a large indoor yard sale at the Balsam Grove Community Center. Saturday, March the 9th from 8 a.m. till noon. They'll have sausage, gravy, and biscuits available at 8 a.m., and everyone's invited.
Fairview Rest Home is looking for a full-time second and third shift nurses' aide, med techs. Call Laura or Kathy and find out more at 628-1066, or you can apply in person. The Fairview Rest Home is located at 3018 Cane Creek Road in Fairview. Again, that number 628-1066.
Here is a 40th anniversary 2004 Mustang. It needs some brakes, alternator, and battery. It has a Kenwood stereo system in it. Has good tires, 119,000 miles, asking $3,000. And also several wheel covers, four for a 1957 Cadillac, four for a 1956 Mercury spinner wheels, and four 1969 Lincoln. And you can call for the prices on those. And also some Happy Meal toys for sale. Make an offer. 255-9033, 255-9033.
Two male puppies that need rehoming. They are three-month-old Pomeranian Maltese mix, and they're asking $50. They also have a 36-inch Sony TV for $50. This is a text-only number at 828-460-8631, 460-8631.
A 1993 Honda Accord for sale. It runs good, asking $800. 556-0183, 556-0183.
Looking for a walker with small wheels, like 16 to 17 inches in width. The number to call, 692-9534, 692-9534.
And we have one called in a moment ago. They've got for sale a 1930 A Model Ford, asking $14,500 or best offer. They have a cement table, $150 or best offer, and a hillside turning plow for $150 or best offer. 785-8687, 785-8687. 87.
And I would like to take a minute and extend a very special anniversary wish, 60 years today, to Gary and Linda Rogers.
Absolutely.
God bless you folks.
God bless you folks.
Yeah. And then happy birthday to Patsy Mintz.
Happy birthday.
God bless you. Yeah. And I think that's everything there on the day book. Again, reminding folks, Daylight Savings Time begins this weekend.
Yep, coming up on this weekend.
And so our day will adjust a little bit for our AM family. Right now, we're 6:45 to 6:45, so in the morning to the evening. You're just going to bump that later. Yep. It'll be 7:45 in the morning to 7:45 in the evening. We apologize for that late sign-on, but it's what we're bound by with the FCC.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But we're here.
Yep.
If we can help you earlier than that, just call us.
Just give us a call. Join us on the FM, if you're close by, 94.9, or join us on the app at Anchor Broadcasting Network.
Amen.
Just get your ABN app and turn it on.
Amen.
And we're here.
Yeah. And the meeting there at Progress ended last night.
It ended last night. That's
what I thought. It ended last night with Brother Stewart. And Brother Rain said they'd had a great meeting.
Yep. The only other one, well, I just buzzed right by it. But anyway, the folks down at Pilgrim's Way, and I missed it again. I'm just, my finger's too fast. Yep. Brother Brian McBride is preaching that meeting. It continues this week. And that starts tonight at 7, tomorrow night at 7, Friday night at 7. And the Aldridge family will be there, the Elledges, the Raines family, and others. And our dear friend, Pastor Wayne Stafford, and the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church family, welcome to join them. It's not hard to find. Just follow the map. 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton, North Carolina.
Amen. So I'll encourage folks to get out and support that meeting
but
if
be
you
in
can.
Your church. If you have a church, go support your church.
That's right. Yep. That is it. Well, I was looking here. I wanted to let folks know if you visit our website at WGCR.net, if you'll log on, and if you go to media, it's on the top, and if you'll scroll down media to music videos, you're going to be able to watch and listen to quite a bit of material from Share-a-thon last week.
Yeah.
And we do have some archive there from previous Share-a-thons, but we've got quite a few. And thank you to Brother Robert Murray. He worked very hard on getting a lot of this done, and we appreciate all the effort that he put into.
Absolutely.
And so I thought maybe we would end today with the song from the Rogers family.
Cool.
And I want to say the young man's name is Wyatt Austin or Austin Wyatt.
Yeah.
I get that confused, so please forgive me.
Yeah.
He's the bass singer for the Inspirations.
Yeah.
And he came and was with the Rogers family for one afternoon and evening, and we enjoyed that very much. Of course,
great
we enjoy the Rogers family anyway. But how about we play finishing up today? I'm getting ready.
That'll sound good.
We'll see you in church tonight.
Take care. Have a great afternoon.